What do you do if there's an active shooter at your school or in your workplace? How do you stay safe? King County Sheriff John Urquhart is briefing county officials on that very topic today, about a week after the mass shooting in San Bernardino. Sheriff Urquhart told KUOW's David Hyde there is a new message for people.
These people are coming in with the goal of killing as many people as they can, and therefore, I tell people you have three options, three things you need to do. The first is run. If you can get out of that building, do it. Go out a back door, go out the front door if you can, break out a window, climb out a window, do whatever you can, run. But if that's not feasible, then what you need to do is hide. Go into an office somewhere, lock that office, barricade the door, hunker down, and stay there, keep quiet until the police come and you know it's the police on the other side of that door. But if you can't run and you can't hide, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to take out that shooter, because otherwise you're probably going to get killed anyway. Get a fire extinguisher, get a chair, get something heavy, go after him and try to take him out before he takes you out. And, you know, again, this is something we've never told the public before, but we need to be honest now.
Does that include asking citizens to arm themselves?
No. I don't think that any elected official, any government official, myself included, should be so presumptuous to tell somebody to go out and buy a gun. By the same token, I don't think we should tell people not to go out and buy a gun. Owning a gun, carrying a gun, is a very personal decision. It's a huge responsibility. And it's not something that the government should be telling people to do or not to do. Since it is such a huge responsibility, I tell people that think about it twice if that's what you want to do. Make sure you're trained. Make sure you know how to use that gun. But boy, oh boy, you better know what you're doing.
What realistically can you do? What can law enforcement really do to prevent these kinds of shootings from occurring?
We can't keep these incidents from happening. That's just a fact of life. They are going to happen. They've happened all over the country. Roseburg, Oregon, San Bernardino, and they certainly could happen in the Seattle King County area. So we can't stop them. We can't always be there. We won't be there, most likely. So people are going to have to take responsibility for protecting themselves during an active shooter situation.
And what are you doing, what are you saying to local police to help them? They can't stop these things from happening, but to help minimize the damage?
Well, I've told my officers that I want them carrying off duty. Some do, some don't. I think it's very important that they carry off duty right now all the time. Carry their duty weapon, carry extra ammunition. But we are trained, we practice. We'll send in 2, 3, ideally 4 officers to go in there and take out that shooter. And by take out, I mean we're either going to capture him if he surrenders or we're going to kill him. It's just as simple as that. We're going to go towards the gunfire. And that's what happened in San Bernardino. We trained for that annually. That's a complete change in tactics than we've ever done before. But it's what we have to do.
Why do these events keep happening, do you think?
You know, if I knew the answer to that, and I don't, I have no idea why they keep happening. Certainly, there's a copycat mentality to all of this. We have the rise of ISIS now, and they have a propaganda machine, and they are radicalizing people all over the world, and that's why I think this is going to continue to happen. We also have the mentally ill that have access to firearms. We have not done a very good job of keeping firearms away from people like that, and we have to do that. That's the only way it's going to stop. But even so, we're faced with this for a long time to come, I'm afraid.
Is it too easy for people, whoever they are, whatever their ideology is, to get a hold of firearms?
I think it's very easy, and there are people, and by that I mean there are criminals and would-be criminals that should not get firearms. And we have not yet figured out how to keep that from happening. And we need to have that conversation. We need the CDC to be allowed to study violence in America, firearm violence in particular. And right now they're prohibited from doing that. That law has to be changed, and that has to come out of Washington, D.C.
Bottom line, Sheriff Urquhart, what's your main takeaway?
What I want them to take away is planning. People are going to have to save themselves, and to do that, they have to plan. They have to think ahead, preferably practice what they're going to do if a shooter walks through that door. Planning is everything.
Talking with David Hyde, that's King County Sheriff John Urquhart, telling you the priorities in order: run, hide, fight. Today, Urquhart is briefing the King County Council's Regional Policy Committee on Safety during an active shooter scenario.